Okay, today is Daf Nun Tes. We're on Daf Nun Tes. 10 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the top, 10 lines down from the top, where it says Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said like this, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Shmuel said the same exact thing. What is that? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hadamaran. That we said yesterday. That what? That when you eat, when an animal damages the field, right, you evaluate the damage, what it was before and what it was after. Not if the animal ate three plums or three apples, but how much is worth three apples? That's whatever it's worth. Go to the store, how much is three apples? No. What was the field like with those three apples, the whole field? And what's it like now without three apples, which is much less than the actual value of three apples? Much less.
Non-existent.
Exactly. It's virtually non-existent, right? If you eat acres and acres of apples, okay, now what was it before, what was it after? But if you do it on a small scale, it's much less than the actual damage that's done to the, how many apples the person ate, the animal ate.
That's unique to what? To which damage?
I'm not sure. It's shor for sure. Ish? I don't know.
Shor by animal, you see how much the animal
ate. No, so it's shame. How much did it eat?
Right.
Shame.
Right.
So how much was the field before and after? So it's a very, that's different than saying, well, how many apples did he eat? Hey, five or six. All right, pay me for five or six. You don't do it like that. Rabbi Shmuel d'Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel said like this. It says, Meitav sodehu, u meitav karmo yishalim. When you damage somebody, you have to pay from the best. Meitav sodehu shal nizak, u meitav karmo shal nizak. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, when it says you pay from the best, you pay from the nizik's, field. Rabbi Akiva holds, you pay from the Mazik's field? And we learned that already. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Loba Kasev el Lagabos Lenazakin Mida Idios. The only thing we're telling you is you pay from Idios. The Kalvachomer Lehektish. And a Kalvachomer for Hektish. So now, forget Rabbi Akiva for a minute because that's not our concern. When Rabbi Shmuel said that he pays Metav Sadehu, Metav Karmo of the Nizik, what did he mean by that? He meant the same thing, Mistama, as Rabbi Yossi. How much was the field worth before, and how much is the field worth now? V'lo tema kiduv idi baravin. Don't say, which we did say this a few weeks ago, when we learned this in the other Gemara, lo tema kiduv idi baravin. Don't say what Rav Idi baravin said. The Amr of Idi baravin, kigon she'achla aruga bein harugos, he ate a patch from among the patches, v'lo yida'ana, but we don't know. I kichusha havoi, ishmeina havoi. Right, we don't know if that patch that was eaten, was it a good patch? Was it a bad patch? Was it, you know, from the best? We don't know. Da'amar kum shlim shmeina b'meitav. And that's what meitav means. That you have to pay from the best? Because we don't know? That can't be pshat. Why not? Dika hashta hachi lor minan. We don't say such a thing. My time, why not? Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. What do you mean? We don't know. We're not sure. Right? There was, I guess, a lot of action busy. It was busy in that part of the field over there. They were working. They were not working. An animal came. We're not sure what he ate. Oh, pay meitav. No. You have to know. Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. Ella, b'meitav d'lekame. But we're talking about meitav pre the field. Pre the damage. That's what it means. U'mayniu. What is that? Ki haheich. Kiheich desalik. What does that mean? What do you mean when you pay the meitav? What was it like before, and what was it like now? Okay, good. Next, Omar Mar.
Let's just say this is in English. It corresponds to the value of this harvested.
Yeah.
That's not a field calculation. That's how much that thing is worth.
Yeah, 1 second.
Now it's ready to be harvested.
Yeah, but it's not like a calculation now.
Very hot in here. Usually it's okay. How do you know? You saw the light? Oh. Okay, I'm sorry, what? Say again?
The English says how much it's valued when it's ripe, about to be harvested. So that doesn't go into a calculation. It's a as the English translates here. How much it's worth, of this aruga is worth before it's harvested. So how does that go into the calculation?
It's the same thing. I think that's what I think. I think it's the same thing. How much was the field worth when it's about to be harvested before damage, and how much is the worth afterwards. But you don't look at it as the individual fruit that was eaten, the individual damage. It goes in the whole field, which is a cheaper way to value it. Because if you look at it from the bigger the field, the few things that were eaten, that's a bottle of bashishim, something. Right? Omar Mar. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omar Mishum Reb Shimon, Bebedev Amurim, when is all that true? Sha'achla lule gefanim. When you ate shoots of gefen shoots, the churei te'enim, and shoots of figs. Hasmadar, but if it's smadar, what's smadar?
Budding grapes.
Budding grapes. Ro'en oso ke'ilu anavim omdov slibatzer. We view them as if they're ready to be harvested. In other words, we view them as if they're fully ripe. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? What? Why?
That's the potential that was lost.
Exactly. Right? Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. What did the Seifa say? Achla Pagim, if you ate Pagim, what are Pagim? Also, unripe,
half-ripe.
Half-ripe, what are they?
Figs.
Oh, Boser, or a real fig. I think that means a real fig.
No, that's half-ripe grape.
We view them as if they're ready to be harvested. Same thing. Hasmadar, but if it's a smadar, ro'noso kamhi yafa v'kamhoisi yafa. We use a different valuation. How much it was, what it was like, the field was like before, and what was the field like after. So, it's a little bit of a contradiction, because we just contradicted ourselves on what a smadar is. So Amarvina, Kroch Vitani, you're right. In order to make this make sense, we have to combine the two ideas. When is it true? When he ate that, or Yechure to Einim, or he ate that. Aval Achar Smadar, Pagin, Obosar, half ripe. Rono so Kilu Anavim Omdos Libatzar. We view them as if they're ready to be harvested. Ihachi, Rishim ben Yehuda, Hainu, Rabbi Yoshua. The same, the exact same thing. Ikebenayu, the answer is, Kachash Gufna, the weakening of the vine. What does that mean? Rashi says, Kachash Gufna, Linakos, to deduct, Minatashlumin, from the payment, Ma, Shiachishu ha'anavim, Bigafanim, how much would the vine have been damaged, have been weakened, Im yamdu sham arabatzer, had it stayed here till it harvested. Your animal came and ate, it was 50% done. What would have happened to the vines had we waited for it to be 100% done? What would have happened? It would have been a little bit a burden, not a burden, what's the word I'm looking for? Pressure on the vines till you harvest it. So I don't have to pay that. I damage you $5, let's say. But it's really only $4.50. Why? Because it eased up on the vines. Because the grapes didn't stay here till it was harvested. My animal came and ate it. So I eased up on the vines. It was a little bit of a breather for the vines, so I can deduct what I really have to owe you. You hear such a thing? Then we're going to have crazier things like that. Shetamid yinakim lachlos hagefen. Because it's constantly nourishing from the vine. I saved you that. I spared you that.
But isn't that the whole purpose of the vine?
What?
The purpose of the vine is for the grapes to stay on it, for them to get...
So maybe next year they'll be a little better because the vine had less pressure on it. I don't know. I hear your question. The Gemara is going to say even more extreme cases like this where you could deduct something. You'll see.
You didn't have to harvest
that. What?
You didn't have to harvest
that. Exactly. But we don't know who said what. We don't know who agreed with this idea and who didn't agree. We don't know who agreed with it and who didn't agree with it. Of course we know. Man tana dechayesh lechachash gufna. The one who says that with suspicion that you could deduct that amount. That's Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. The Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Omer. Reb Shimon ben Minasya. Ones eino mishalim es hatar. Let's say a man violates a woman. She was a basula. So the tsar there, right? He doesn't have to pay for that tsar. She was going to get married someday. Anyway, that was going to happen to her. So what did I cause her? I violated her. That I'll have to pay. But for the tsar of not becoming a basula, that was going to happen when she got married. So what did I cause? All I did was make it now instead of when she got married, instead of after the chuppah. That's all I did. I didn't cause her damage.
Why is that a short thing?
What? Let's assume. Anyway, that was going to happen when she got married. You hear that?
So
tar, whatever tar is, right? So they told back, you can't compare a kala being with her husband on the wedding night to this tzar. But that's something she's looking forward to, as opposed to this, which is the guy who raped her. Right? So you can't compare. But the idea that you don't have to pay what's going to happen anyway, that idea is still good. Just in this case, it's like you could pick at it. But that's still a good idea. Right? I could deduct what was going to happen anyway. So over here by the vines, I could deduct what I saved in the damage. I could deduct. If the grapes would have stayed there, it would have reduced the vine's value by X. I took them off early. Yeah, I got to pay for them because it's a mazik. But a little bit of a hatzala I gave you because I made the vines less pressured.
Why don't we ask her what she'd rather do? Would she rather have the tzar now and have the tzar later?
No, it's not a question of what she'd rather do.
She's going to have it anyway.
What?
Why not?
Because.
You're giving her.
That's not how you don't evaluate it.
It's pain she's going to eventually have.
Why do you know it's going to happen?
If she gets married.
But when you get married,
that's a rove, right? Amar Abaya, Hani Tanoi, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Amar Dover Echad. So they both say the same thing. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Hadamar, we just said. Hi Tana Maihi, what's the other one? Titania, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nachi Chaya. You can deduct the value of the midwife. What's going on here? So look at Rashi. Nachi Chaya. Bimei Vlados Kamairi. Right? When we're talking about somebody hits a woman and they lose the babies. So you have to pay. Bimei Vlados. You could deduct the price that the husband was going to have to pay to deliver those babies.
That's not a little crazy to do that.
To deliver the babies. It costs money. You have to go to the hospital, doc, all that. I just spared that. Yes, I have to pay for the vlados.
That means you have to take every single variable into account when you're doing this.
I told impossible. You. You asked me about the vines. I told you it's going to become more extreme. Right?
I know, but there you go.
V'nezek ha'isha shi nazik nizuka umitzta'eres achshav yoser mishiyesh lochaya harihu mishalim l'isha nezek v'tar. Any increase in pain, of course you have to pay. Right? V'nimta kol bichlal. So everything gets thrown into this equation.
So then let's do the whole equation.
Yeah.
And we gotta now pay for
tuition,
formula,
right.
Tuition, everything else,
right.
And you have to get money to them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Somebody kills a boy.
So,
a refund.
So it doesn't. So I don't know if it has to go for the till 120.
Whoa, what second?
It's only the Misa. Only the Misa. What's the Misa? The Misa was I caused a miscarriage.
So we've taken.
So it came to account just what would have happened with this baby. It would have been born. So I spared you that expense. Now it can't go for the rest of his life because only this Misa is equated to that savings of money.
Six months later.
Correct. Yeah. It's a little far-fetched. It sounds far-fetched.
How funny.
No, really, think.
Umedmei vlados shunosin labal menachin tzchar chaya. When you have to pay for the vlados, you can deduct the price of the midwife. That's what the Gemara says. The Rashi explains. Benaze omer nachi mizonos. You can deduct the mizonos. What's that? Next Rashi. Shutzarech lahosif al mizonos ishto bimei kishui. What you're going to have to pay extra food while she's pregnant. No one's on a diet when they're pregnant, right? No one watches what they eat when they're pregnant. The women don't do that. They just eat. It's more. What do you mean you do when you were pregnant? It's more. It's more. The expenses usually go up a little bit when the wife is pregnant. You don't have to pay that either. Because why? She's not pregnant anymore. Why? Because you caused a miscarriage. Vahashta ain't kisha. She's not pregnant anymore. Alma, menakin. Ma shu asid lahotzi. You have to pay future damages. You can deduct the future, whatever the husband was going to have to pay, you can deduct that. How far do you take that?
Yeah.
You, right? So I can deduct what I was going to have to pay for him to make a bar mitzvah in 13 years?
Right.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Why do we have to be so fair and even-handed?
School.
What?
Why do we have to be fair and so fair and even-handed to a rapist?
So there's no question. If you learn this masakta carefully, you see that there's a tilt in favor of the mazik.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
There's a tilt in favor, no question about it.
Yeah.
No question about it. The mazik gets a lot more a lot more
benefits.
Yeah, not benefits.
Considerations
yeah, than the nizik, a lot more. No question about it. I don't remember. That's it's an expensive thing. A vlad, what's more priceless than that? Think about it. What? It's more than that chair. I don't know, right? Right?
I mean, you can take.
I understand. You can take it to any extreme. I understand. So they're keeping it very local. They're only keeping it till once the baby's born. They're not. I know. You can make up a million examples.
Yeah.
The point is, the Gemara's not doing that. The Gemara's stopping when the baby's born. So it's only while she's pregnant and the price of delivering the baby. That's it. Why is it stopped there? I don't know. But what about the bris? And what about the pigeon and then? And what about that? While she's pregnant only.
I'll give you a better one. Somebody damages somebody themselves. They have to pay the five things, right? So why don't we take into account that she goes to the gym and she eats and all those
things? That could be. It could be. We do take that into account. What do you mean? What do you mean she goes to the gym?
What does she do?
You pushed her. You broke her foot.
Exactly.
Now she can't go to the gym.
She can't go to the gym for
2 months. So you should deduct the cost of the gym for 2 months. So that could be thrown in. That could be Nezek and Tzar. It could be.
No,
it could be.
Nezek and Tzar is you're paying for the problems to her. Now right. You're deducting back out.
I hear.
If you use those schedules, you never get anywhere.
I know.
Exactly.
Now, Manda Amar, Naki Chaya, if you're going to deduct the price of the midwife, Kolshke Naki Mizonos, you're for sure deducting the price of the Mizonos. For sure. The man d'armer got b'chi mizonos, but if you deduct the price of mizonos, avonachi chaya lo. Maybe you don't have to deduct the price of the midwife because of what Mr. G said. The amar la lay it's a sadidi pakichnahu. My wife doesn't need a midwife. V'lo mi boy chaya. She doesn't need one. Who needs that? So you don't deduct it. As you were saying, well, it depends on every person. Now, okay, so then you have to make a cheshbon for every person. But every person, I mean, I'd say every person, 99% of women, they do eat more when they're pregnant. They just do. Yeah, once in a while you find someone who doesn't, but most of them, what about midwives? So some yeah, and some not. What about this expense? You have to figure it out, each one. Does it? I don't know about that when you just damage a woman, a man also, right? You made a mistake, you damaged. So other more will have to pay. An accident. You pushed into the car, hit the car.
But I'm finished with husband, you're not paying anything.
So it's not true, because the vlad is much worth much more than the extra 10% of food that she's eating when she's pregnant.
Plus now you add on the cost of the psychologist with post-traumatic stress.
It could be.
For 10 years.
It could be. So the Gemara never discusses emotional damage. There's no such thing. Not in the Gemara's world. There was no such thing back then. Right?
They were hard to solve.
Right.
Peasants are going to be impossibly busy. Talk about the court system. Gee.
Rapapa Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, Avar Uvda Kavaseh Rav Nachum B'Shishim. They once evaluated a field like in the 60s, like from yesterday. Lishna Achrina, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, Shamo, Dikla, they evaluated Dekel, Agav Katina Da'ara, on a small piece of land. Without regard to 60. They held like that by an Aramean, by some kind of small field. But in a Persian field, which is a more expensive field, they held the other way. Okay. Next. Elazar Zeira. Rashi doesn't say. Zeira means he was a small man. Right? He was a small guy. Elazar was a small guy. Have a Sayyid Masani Ukmi. Listen to this. He was wearing black shoes. He was wearing black shoes. Says Rashi on top. Minag Avelim. He was wearing black shoes like he was in Avelis. Vikoy Beshukha Dinarda. He went to the street. Ashkuchu Debe Resh Galusa. He bumped into the Resh Galusa. Amale, Maishna Hanimata. What kind of funny shoes are you wearing? So Amalahu Deka Ma'avilna Ayushalayim. I'm mourning Yerushalayim. Amrulay, ad chashavta letzabul Yerushalayim. What kind of big shot are you? That you think you can walk around being mourning over Yerushalayim? Who are you? You're mourning over Yerushalayim like it bothers you, right?
Was this Tisha B'Av or just
that? No, it was not Tisha B'Av. It was any old day, right? So people do that. You think there's what kind of who do you think he's trying to impress, right?
You're more religious than
them. What?
You're more religious than
them. Exactly. So Savar Yehuruhu Asuya. They thought that he was showing off. Yuhara means to show off, or look how firm I am. v'chavshuha, and they wanted to reject him. So Amru Lahu, no, Gav Rabbana. I'm the real deal. I'm the real deal. I'm not doing this to show off. I'm the real deal. Amrulay. Mina Yadana. How do we know that? So Amrulahu. Oh, Atun boy, my name Milsa. Either ask me any question you want. Right? Right? A-M-E, right? A-M-A, right? The trumpet had an A-M-A. Ask me anything, right? A-M-A. Ask me anything. Oh, that was as fake as a $3 bill at AME, right? The whole thing was everything was.
It's always that way.
AME. Oh, Ana, Iboi, Menaychu, Milsa. Or I'll ask you something. I'll tell you some Kiddush that you never heard. So Amrulay, so they told him, okay, boy, I'll tell us something. So Amalahu, this is what he picks. My, hi, my, and the Kafat's Kufra. If somebody is Kafat's Kufra, right? What? He cuts down budding dates. My Mashalin, what do you pay? This is trying to impress them. Right? He cut Amrulay, Mashalim, Deme, Kufra. Pay for the value of the dates. And Rashi says on top, Eino Klum, Limacher, Achshav.
That's not what we hope.
Now they're not worth anything.
Exactly.
Right? They're not worth anything now. So, Vaha Havi Tamri, but they're dates, right?
He said
they're going to be dates after time. Amalei Mashalim Demei Tamri, then pay the value of the dates. Amalehu V'hai Lav Tamri Shakal Menei, but that's not what I cut off. So Amrulei Emalonat. So then you tell us the pshat. So Amalehu he said B'shishim, you do it with that shishim from yesterday, right? Some kind of cheshbon how in 60 whatever. Amrulei Man Amar Kavasech. Who said this? Who did you get this word from? So Amalehu Hai Shmuel Chai Ubeis Dino Kaim. I got it from Shmuel. Shmuel's still around. Not some 100-year-old thing. He's still here. He's Chai V'Kayim. Let's go ask him. Shadru Kameh to Shmuel. Amalahu. Shaprika Amalahu B'Shishim. He's right. That's how you evaluated B'Shishim and V'Shavkuhu. They let him alone. Left him alone.
They released him.
They put him in prison. They released him.
They let him wear his black shoes.
Yeah.
But
that's not
the correct question to ask him why he's wearing
black.
Nowadays,
well, nowadays it's a different world. Reb Shimon Omer, Achla Rav Shimon said, if you ate Peiros Gemurin, you pay Peiros Gemurin. You ate an apple, you pay an apple. You don't evaluate it, the whole field, none of that. You pay what you eat. So my time, what's his reason for that? Hadam Rachmana, it says, Ubier Bistei Acher, you will damage another field. Malamed Sheshamen Agav Hasadeh. The evaluation is done on that field. Hani Mili Midi Tzarech Lesada. That's only something that requires the field. Hani Kivan Delo Tzarche Lesada. Since they don't require the field, banaihu bo lashlume. You pay as they are, right? Shlemus. Not sure what that means exactly, right? Amar of Huna Barchia, Amar of Yirmiya Bar Abba, Don Rav Kerv Meir. Rav once paskin like Rav Meir. Upasak Hilchasa Kerv Shimon, but he paskined over here like Rav Shimon. Don Rav Kerv Meir. Where did Rav hold like Rav Meir? In the following case, Titania. Kosav l'rishon, right? V'lo chas malo. Let's say a man is indebted to his wife's ksuva. So let's say he goes over to his wife and he says to his wife, "I want to sell the field to Reuven." And the wife says, "What's going to be with my ksuva? I'm not going to have anything." So he says to her, "I know, but I'm asking to be mochel because I really want to sell it to Reuven. I'll make a good profit, and it will be fine." So she says, "No, I don't want to do that." Because right, there's a Sheba to her. So he can't do that without her permission. And she says, "No, I don't agree. Remacha l'rishon, kasav l'rishon, v'lo chas malo." And she doesn't agree, right? Right? She doesn't agree. V'lasheni. But then to the second one, v'chas malo, she agreed. Avda ksuvasa, divir mer. Rameer says she lost the ksuva. Why? She agreed. She agreed that I'm not going to have any rights to the ksuva. Do whatever you want to the land. Sell it to Reuven. Tell it to Shimon. Right? Reuven, she didn't agree. Shimon, she agreed.
She sold it to Shimon?
Sold it to Shimon, and she agreed. Says Rameer, she lost her ksuva. Rav Yehuda Omer, Yechol Hishati Omer, Shimon, Rav Yehuda could say, she could say, Nach Azruach, Asisil Bali. I was nice to my husband. He asked me for permission. I said, fine. Of course I never meant it. The only way you know that is because she said no to the first one. That's why you have to have the first one here. She said no to the first one. Why was she saying no to the first? Yes to the second one. Okay, she's just yesing her husband. She didn't mean it. Says her mayor, no. But you don't agree. But you agree and you blew it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she really was just being nice to him. So, Atem Ma'lochem Alai. What do you want from me? I never agreed to this. What do you mean you never agreed? You signed the thing, you agree. No, I just did it to be nice to him. So we hold up a mayor. Then don't do that. Right? Don't be nice. Don't be so nice. And Upasak Hilchas Akrib Shimon. We pass like Rav Shimon, Ki Haditnan, Rav Shimon Omer, Achla Peres Gemurin, Meshama Peres Gemurin, Im Sa Sayim. Right?
Regular
damage, whatever you pay. Okay, now we are going to learn, now we start the mazik of what's called Eish. Okay? Here we go. Came just in time for a brand new topic.
I just want to know what's in the mazik, and he walks inside.
Yeah, yes. That's a very good question.
That would have been very cool. Had I said the mazik off, and then he walked in.
That would be
let's go to your friends after.
Yeah.
The kind of mazik would even be better.
Hamagadesh b'tzoch sod dechavero shalo brishus. If I take my stuff, I pile my stuff in your field, shelo brishus, va'achlon behemton shel bal hasada. In other words, Reuven comes into Shimon's field. We had this already. It's the exact same case. What? Oh, I'm sorry.
It says Shane damage.
I'm sorry. The next Mishnah is Eish. I'm sorry. One more Mishnah, I'm sorry. Hamadish besoch sadechadero shelo brishos. Reuven brings stuff, food, into Shimon's property without Shimon's permission. Achlam bal behemto shel sad bal asada. And then Shimon's animal eats it all. Putter. Shimon is putter. Why is Shimon putter? What's Reuven bringing in stuff? V'im hutzka behen bal agadish chayiv. Not only that, if Shimon or Shimon's animal got damaged by this stuff, they tripped over it, they hurt themselves, Reuven has to pay. Right? V'im higdish brishus, bal asar dechayiv. But if you did it with permission, then it's chayiv. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? We had this with the jugs. Right. Remember? Not that long ago. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out what the chiddush here is.
Reuven's stuff. Maybe he's piling Shimon.
No. It's his own stuff.
He's bringing his own stuff into another field.
What?
He's not just piling stuff that's already there into a pile.
Correct. His own stuff. Now, about a week ago, we had the exact same Gemara, and then over there was a machlokes. What if the owner said, in this case it's Shimon, what if he said, yeah, I'll watch it.
Right.
Does that change anything? If he says, I'll watch it? So in the previous Mishnah, we said, it did change everything. At a machlokes. What did you agree to watch? What about from other damage? Right, some freak accidents? We had all that whole hack, remember? So, lema tanan de lo karebi. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, right? What did Rebbe say last time? Rebbe said that you don't have any duty to watch it, right? So let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Amar, the Iker Rebbe, if Rebbe Ha'amar ad sheyakabel alav balabayis lishmar, the balabayis has to beferish state. Yes, I know you're here. I know you're bringing this stuff. I'll watch it. Amar of Papa, Hacha v'natar beidari askinan. Now we're talking about over here, it's a beidari, which is a guy who watches stuff. That's his job. His job is to, like you say, his job, it's his property, but it's really there to like prepare the tevuah. The kivan the amale ayil, the gadish, since you have permission to come to pile the stuff there, ayil v'antar lahu. It's included that you're going to watch it. Rashi says, the last Rashi, before the Mishnah, Shomer Hagranos. He's watching all the stuff. Shemin Hagan Hayolasos Kol Bnei Habika Begorin Echad. Everybody from the valley would come to that spot. So Gab Zeh Gedisho Vzeh Gedisho. This guy would do his stuff over here. This guy would be over here. Umaman and Shomer. They hired a guy to watch it. Vubahi Afilu Rebbe Moda. So even Rebbe would agree that when once you have permission to be there, the watching is included. Okay, now we get to Eish. Now we start Eish. Till the end of the parak, was doing Eish. Hashalechas ha-be'ira bi'ad-cheresho tefakotin potter b'dinei adam. If you give a fire over to a cheresho tefakotin, right? And they do damage, you're potter b'dinei adam. V'chayev b'dinei shemayim. You're potter b'dinei adam. Why are you potter b'dinei adam? Why? So the simple pshat is that they did damage anyway. Happens to be that today they did damage to the fire. But they did damage because they have no das. And it has nothing to do with the fact that you gave them a fire. If it would have been a fire, it would have been something else. That's
but,
the...
But you enabled them, I give them a fire.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I know it's a little hard concept to understand. Hard concept to understand. The what?
Kids walk in with nothing, then you give them a torch, and then he starts to blaze with a torch.
I know. You facilitated it. You facilitated it. So the Rashba says that if you told them to go damage, that would be different. Because you say, what about Shliach? It's ain't Shliach Dvar Avera. Right? The stipler says, you see from here, we're going to have it again.
That you,
correct. That's why it's out of Shliach. And there also is a cut. And also, so what is it? Nachayev. Midi Shemayim, you are. But in this world, we can't take you to task. Because it was just a hechi timsi for you to do the damage. Right? Does that make sense? What? I was trying to think about it. Let's say you lend your car to a 10-year-old kid, and he does damage. Is that really your fault?
The answer is yes. Yeah.
The answer is yes, right?
Sure, definitely.
So what's the difference in a car and a fire? No difference. Same thing. Is there any way to say, well... Okay, so if you wouldn't have given it in the car, someone else would have given it in the car, or something like that?
No.
You can't say that.
A shovel, okay?
Yeah.
So he can play outside in the yard, and he goes over and slams right over the head with it. Are you higher?
No, that's because a shovel can go either way.
So they're not using fire.
What?
Fire is inherently dangerous. We have fire.
I know, it's a good question.
We have fire departments.
So
we
shovel.
We have fire departments. There's no shovel departments. We have fire departments.
You live in a world that doesn't work that way. There, a fire is no different than giving the kid a flashlight. That's how they got around. That's how they used everything else in life. Doesn't this necessarily mean he's going to go out and do damage and burn up all the field?
But the chance of him causing damage is higher with fire. There's an inherent danger.
So what Mati's saying is the pshat. Mati's saying, I just gave him something. Who told him to go make a fire? So it's hard to say, so it's easy to say that with a shovel, which is an innocuous thing, but it can...
Right.
A baseball bat. You hit a baseball with a baseball bat, you can kill somebody with a baseball bat. Give a 10-year-old kid a baseball bat and he does something, he breaks someone's window, you're not high for that. Why? Because kids are kids. Saying the exact same thing over here by a fire, even though that's a hard thing to swallow. Same thing.
If you poll 100 people, say what's more dangerous than a 5-year-old?
Of course, a fire is more dangerous. Of course, a fire is more dangerous.
Age,
no, of course, a fire is more dangerous, and a car is even more dangerous. A car is very dangerous, right? So, but that's the pshat. Shileach biyach pikeach, ha pikeach chayev. But if you give it to a regular person, and that person does damage, the person's chayev. Why aren't you? Why isn't he your shliach? Ain't shliach dvar avera. The one who you gave it to, right? That makes sense. What about shliach? Ain't shliach dvar avera. The stipler says, you see from here that giving it to a shliach is an avera. That mazik is an avera. It's an avera to be a mazik. It's not just stam. now he's a pikeach. Now before he was a cheresh.
Right. No. He's a normal guy. But who's chayav? Like is
the guy who has it. Not the guy who gave it. Not the guy who gave it. Echad hevi yisaor. This is a very hard Gemara now because it's a very hard Mishnah. Echad hevi yisaor. One guy brings a fire. Vechad hevi yisa eitzim. One guy brings the firewood. Hevi yisa eitzim chayav. The one who brings the eitzim is chayav. Why? Because he facilitated it. Echad hevi yisa eitzim. Vechad hevi yisaor. Hamevi yisaor chayav. It's the guy who comes last, right? I have wood. I have wood over here. I come bring wood. Exactly. So what's that wood? What's that wood worth?
I understand. Wood is not intrinsically
problematic. Exactly. Exactly.
Fire is.
But if I'm standing here with a fire, I say, "Bring me that wood." Oh, I'll come right over. Let's start a fire. It's a totally different story. But echad v'liba, and then another guy comes and he fans it. Hamalav chayev. He's chayev. V'liv sa haruach kulam paturin. If the ruach came, they're all potter. Now. The Tosfos here, that what does that mean? Why are they all putter? The truth is we're going to discuss it tomorrow. Tomorrow is really where it comes up. if the you can't have a fire really without wind. So when the wind is helping the fanning of the flames, is that the wind did it and I didn't do anything? Is it both? Is it like a partnership, me and the wind? It's all tomorrow. All right, let's just do a little two.
I would think it accelerates.
We're just going to look at the top line. Amar Shlakish and Hedechitzki, Lo Shan El Shamasalo Gacheles Veliba. That's only if you gave over a Gacheles and you fanned it. Aval Masalo Shal Heves. Ah. But if you gave an actual fire to a Cherish, of course Chayev, you're Chayev. My Taima, Maisev Ka Garmelo. You caused it to happen. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Masalo Shal Heves Potter. Even if you gave a Shal Heves, you're Potter. My Taima, why? Tzivsa de Cheresh Garmelo. What does that mean, Tzivsa de Cheresh Garmelo? Right? The Cheresh did it himself. V'lo mechayev ad sheyimser lo guza. You're not chayev unless you give him also the firewood. You have to give him the potential, right? Shal tilta, or dry wood, or shrago, or a flame. Tahu vade maise didei garbu. Then for sure you helped cause it. Right? Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.